Hello?
Hi, may I please speak to Avi Maria?
This is Avi.
Oh, hi, Avi. This is Lorena calling you from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Avi, we have a client interview scheduled for you today. This call will take about 20, 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, actually, we arranged it yesterday, so yeah, I'm ready for it today.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know you've been busy lately. Okay, so first I want to start off by thanking you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. Okay?
Okay.
First, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google My Business verification process and discussing what the next steps are. Okay. So first, let's select a security question for your business. This question is for your protection. Anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. All right. The choices available are mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. Which would you like to choose?
Hang on, I have to write down these notes because there's so many things now that require passwords, answers, everything.
Oh, yeah. True.
Everything is requiring it now. Okay. For the security question, the first one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name.
We'll just go with the city born, Salem.
Okay. So S-A-L-E-M, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. So, Ivy, is that how you pronounce your name? I just don't want to pronounce it wrong.
No, you're fine. You're good.
Avi? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to review our emails that we sent you?
Yeah, I just did the electronic signature on...
Okay. Yeah, on the initial invoice that you received? On the email? Okay.
I have an email.
Perfect.
Hang on here. Hang on a second. Okay. I have an email that was sent out, let me look at the date, September 18th, and it says reminder electronic signature needed.
Yes.
So,
it was signed, okay. I see here that it was signed, yes.
And now it says the link you're trying to access has expired.
Oh, yes, because you already signed it, so there's no problem with that. I can see here on the billing that you actually did sign it today.
Okay, and then... can you send it to me again so I can print it out? Because I didn't even print it out yet.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll resend it to you.
Because now I don't have access to it.
Okay, no problem. After the call, is it okay if I send it to you after the call?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. So the next step is verifying all your business information we have for you is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes for you. Okay?
Okay.
So I see here your business name. Is it Stellar NW Construction, Inc.?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address I have is 4280 Gary Street, Northeast, Kayser, Oregon, 97303.
Well, that's actually a physical address. We really don't want to advertise that. So we have a mailing address.
Okay, so it's how much? Okay, this address we will hide, so it won't be shown on any listing.
Okay.
Okay, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And the number your clients will be calling you at, the number I have here is 503-754-6222?
Yes. And another question is,
okay.
Like, what address are you going to put then?
Actually, we did. You want an address shown? Because we can add one for you if you want one shown.
No.
I mean, do you have a, like, say, a look?
I thought it was mandatory that you had to have an address.
No, it's just for creating, like, when we will create, say, when we have to create the Google My Business listing, the address has to be, I mean, added, but we delete it afterwards, so it's not going to be shown at all.
Okay.
It's just for the creation of it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so the number is this one, the 503-754-6222. We also have, you also have the option to go for a call tracking feature. Have you heard of that?
No.
No? Okay. Our service comes with integrated call tracking. It will allow you to monitor exactly how many calls you get from our marketing campaign. All the calls still go directly to your phone, and the phone number can be changed at any time. The number will be an area phone number, so it will be a 503. And it also comes with call tracking reporting, which allows you to track and monitor the calls you receive in your client dashboard. Most importantly,
like
the call tracking number.
I would like to not do that.
Okay.
The reason,
That's fine.
I'm just kind of weird this way. The reason being that I don't want people to feel like everything they do in life is going to be tracked. I just want people to feel free to make a call if they want to. And then if they change their minds or they don't want to do it, then they're not getting it. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Yes. I mean, this number will just be for your, I mean, the dashboard and where you're going to check the number and all the calls that go through and everything will just be for your view. I mean, nobody else is going to see that. They're just going to see the number to call you at. They'll only see your number.
Because I'm not going to be
calling
people down and find out who called me, you know, blah. I'm not going to
Okay, that's fine.
Because if somebody really wants to use our service, then they'll call us back. You know, I'm not going to call people back and say, excuse me, did you call me? You know, I'm not going to do that.
Right. Okay, no problem at all. It's just an extra feature that we have. I mean, if you did want to opt into it. And you can always opt into it in the future if you want, ever wanted to.
Okay.
Also, we will be creating a website for you. Okay. We can go over some domain names. You choose either your business name as a domain or a geo-targeted one, which would be the service you provide and the location you're at. I mean, where
I
you provide it.
I think because we bid to general contractors. And so I believe it would be best to have it under our business name so that general contractors could look us up and just see, they do this, they do that. So just our business name.
Okay, let me just see if it's available, okay? Just give me one moment, please. Okay, let me just check. We have here StellarNWConstructionInc.com. That's available.
That would be okay.
Okay, so that's going to be exactly like your business name.
Okay.
So that's okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So we'll select that one for you. Great. So if you were ever to cancel the subscription with us, you could purchase your domain, okay? You could purchase it for $99 if you're interested.
Okay.
Now I'd like to talk to you a little bit about G Suite. Have you heard of Google Suite?
No.
No? Okay. Google Suite is a product for emails, documents, and calendar. With your new domain, with a new website domain, you would be able to use your company's domain as an email address to offer your customers a more professional form of communication. It would also be a great step towards branding your company. And on top of that, you would receive enough cloud storage to store invoices or photos of past work with a click of a button on any device you have. C-Suite also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by sharing a drive and documents for easier and more efficient connection. And it also comes with an integrated calendar. This is a product that you'd be interested in adding to your subscription?
Not right now, thanks.
Okay, that's fine. So let me just confirm your email address with you. Is your email evstellar.cons@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So please check your email often as we'll send you updates directly to your email, okay? So now we're going to go over some keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So what I have here is, are you a remodeling contractor or a general contractor?
Well, we're a general contractor, but that would be like if for residential. But we also do commercial and residential. I don't know how you want to say it, because I'll just word it out, and then you can figure out how you want to do it. We're licensed and bonded as a general contractor for both residential and commercial. However, we're limited on what we can do commercial, so we behave as a subcontractor, and we do interior demo and siding, framing, sheetrock, and suspended ceiling systems. That would be on the commercial side. And on the residential side, we do remodeling, home remodeling.
Okay. Because these are just, say, there are keywords that customers are just going to be typing, say, in Google when they go on to Google, if they're going to look for somebody with, say, somebody that does framing. So they'll just add framing on the Google site, and then, you know, your business will pop up.
I think right now,
so these
now
are just keywords.
The framing. Yeah. Okay, well, then let's say the keywords.
You can add a bunch of these.
Okay, well, let's put in siding. Interior residential remodeling. Commercial remodeling. I don't know, because I'm going to stop. I don't really like what I just said, because we have two different categories that are not related, even though it's all construction. We have the residential side, which is extremely different from the commercial side.
Right.
Well, the residential side.
But okay.
Let's say home remodels. Let's just say that for residential. So residential home remodeling.
Okay.
Then we have to separate and put commercial construction, and then that's where we'll put in the siding, the interior demo. And,
hold on. Siding, interior demo?
Yes. And interior framing. Because we don't do structural. We don't do the steel set framing to build the shell of the building. After the shell is built, we go in and we can frame in, you know, for the floor plan. Interior framing, which is not structural. So I don't know if this makes sense to you, because I'm kind of like rambling.
Kind of, not really, but, you know, I'm going to try to get everything that you're saying to me here. So, okay, for residential, you do home remodels?
Yes.
Okay, so home remodeling, and then do you do, say kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling?
Kitchen. Bathroom, like, you know, additions, home additions.
Okay. And did you painting?
Yep, we do painting.
Interior, exterior?
Yep.
Okay. And flooring?
Yeah, because we would sub it out, but yeah. We can do the whole package. Some of it we do ourselves, and some of it we sub out, but we would be the general on the whole package.
Okay, got it. So for eventually I have home remodels, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, home additions, interior painting, exterior painting, flooring.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And you can put in there finishes, like what kind of trim package, new doors, you know.
Okay, got it. And then for commercial construction, we have siding, interior demo.
Interior demo. And
interior framing.
Interior framing. And you can do, you can put that as interior framing / drywall. Because typically now on commercial projects, they want the framer to also do the drywall.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it. Okay.
I don't want to say painting on that one.
Okay, that's fine. These are just going to be, like, you know, just going to be the keywords. They're just going to be added because when it's, like, say, when a customer, like, wants, it doesn't matter, like, this is not going to be on your website or anywhere, okay? This is like something that's going to be on the back end, okay? So say when a customer wants a home remodel, so they're going to say home remodel in Oregon, or and then your business is going to pop up, okay? So it doesn't really matter if they're separate or not separate because it's what the customer is going to enter on this, say on Google or Bing or wherever it is that they're searching on Yahoo.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
maybe
I
not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. We're just thinking in different terms because we're just thinking about it differently, but we're talking about the same thing.
Right.
So you're just thinking about
exactly.
How a customer's going to look at it. I look at it how we bid to whoever we bid to.
Uh-huh.
So it's fine. We're good.
Yeah. As long as we have everything here. That's the important thing. And also, I'm going to send you an email after. Okay, we're going to send you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So we can, if you want to just reply back and make the proper adjustments to them, you can edit them as well. I mean, if there's something you don't like or if there's something you want to add to them.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be getting an email afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and remember to send me the terms and conditions again so I can print it out and file it. Okay.
Yeah, I will send that to you as well. Okay, so the next part of the interview is just a couple questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea how we're going to market you online. What would you say to customers like about your business?
Oh my God.
Like, do you offer many free estimates?
Everybody offers free estimates.
Oh.
That's just standard.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think because of the commercial jobs we do and everything, we're always on super tight schedules. And I think what people like about it is that, I'm just going to say it in blunt terms, and you can put it whatever way you want, but that we just get in, get the freaking job done, do it right, get out. So a nice way to say that would be that we have not adequate, I have to think of the right verb or adjective. We have the
I guess you're professional and reliable.
Well, yeah, but everybody is when they're writing down these things. Everybody's professional and reliable when you're talking about yourself. I would say that what one of our strengths are is that we stay on budget and we stay on schedule and I don't want to use the word stay on. I mean, we have to think of another way to say that. is that I don't want to use the word punctual because sometimes things happen and you know what? Let's use the word organized. Reliable quality construction completed in a timely manner on budget. I don't know, does that sound right?
Let's see. So I have here, we'll take, get the job done, or did you want to leave that one?
No, that sounds like, you know, sounds like
it's too straightforward.
Yeah, and it sounds like I'm walking around with, you know, a whistle in one hand and a baton in the other or something. I don't know. Like I'm leading a big band. I don't know. I have a bad imagination. Okay, we have to start again. Quality work, this is how we're going to say it. Quality work. Within the budget and compliant with the schedule. I don't want to use the word compliant. That sounds like a commercial word. I always kind of like more believed in bullets instead of like sentences. But people just go da 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 da. I don't know how you guys do your presentation, but to me, like a bullet. You know, do you know what I mean by bullet? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Well, that was weird.